The deal to get aid into Gaza remained fragile, as hospitals in the sealed territory say they're on the verge of collapse. President Biden announced that aid would finally be allowed into Gaza, but added that if Hamas confiscates aid,
it will end.
White House officials confirmed that the aid will start moving Friday at the earliest. Ahmed Al-Mantari from the World Health Organization said that aid is crucial right now in Gaza to keep the hospitals going.
Availability of water is really very worrying, clean water in these hospitals. Availability of fuel, which may be sufficient for a few hours, which ultimately means that no fuel means no electricity in these hospitals.
Egypt's foreign minister said that supplies will go in under the supervision of the UN. He added that foreigners and dual nationals would be allowed to leave Gaza once the crossing facility was repaired. I'm Karen Chamas.